Good morning. I'm Michelle McNabb, Librarian Manager of the Family History and Genealogy Center at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. It's the summer of 1878. Peter Christensen has brought his family to the sparsely populated Lake Albert area of the Dakota Territory, where other family members have settled, and is now in the process of bringing the family's belongings by ox cart overland from Minnesota. However, he's having some problems with the half-wild oxen who pull his carts, and the weather is also not cooperating. We continue. One night, just as we were driving down a high hill, the oxen set off at full speed right into a morass to get water. It looked pretty bad for a moment, but the cart load remained on an even keel. I now dashed off to help my companion, as I heard that his team was coming at the same pace. And luckily, I got it stopped just in time. My cart was stuck with the front wheels sunk up to the axle, and I thought for some time that we would lose the oxen, seeing that no help could be expected here. But we got them out, and then harnessed all four oxen to the rear end of the cart, and thus, to our great relief and delight, succeeded in getting it out. Another night, it rained and thundered nearly all night. We were as wet as we could be, and lose our way we did, so that we did not know where we were or in which direction we were driving. Our oxen were tired, and we were cold and wet. My hired man called to me in a crying tone of voice that this was the worst thing he had ever endured, and promised that he would never undertake a trip like this one again. That journey took us 13 days and nights. In the meantime, my brother had erected a wooden shanty in which we all lived for some time. There was good hunting at this place and plenty of fish in Lake Poinsett, which was 4 miles away. Later, I built a small wooden house with a thatched roof, the first one in Kingsbury County. I carted the timber for this house by oxen from Gary, Minnesota, a small station located 60 or 70 miles across the wild prairie with no road. Other experiences. During our first winter here in 1878-79, it had snowed, and I was to go fetch the mail in a dugout 6 miles from home. There it was dark before the mail came, and I had to wait. The postmaster warned me that it was dangerous to return home that night. I might lose my way, as it had begun to snow from the northeast. However, the thought of having to lie on the ground in the small dugout was not tempting, so I started out. Soon I had the wind blowing straight into my face, and I now became afraid that I did not know where I was. I stood still for some time, reflecting. Had the wind changed, or had I lost my way or gone in circles? That was the question. I thought I had walked a mile or so, but I felt cold and couldn't remain standing there, so I made up my mind to follow the wind. That was the worst night I have ever experienced. If I had had a stick in my hand, I would have felt easier, because, as I realized that I had lost my way, I feared the wolves and had nothing with which I could defend myself. Now it was far gone into the night, and several times I imagined that I could see houses or haystacks, but each time when I got there, I found nothing. Toward midnight, I began to feel very tired, as I had to walk or run all the time to keep warm. At last, I came to a big valley, as I thought it was, and here I wanted to sit down and have a rest sheltered from the wind. By that time, I had given up every hope and felt sure that this was my last nocturnal wandering. As I was standing at the edge of the valley, I thought there might be a bit more shelter from the wind a few feet further ahead. Accidentally, I ran into a plowed furrow. I followed this furrow and discovered a dugout. The door was half open and the windows were out. Snow covered the earthen floor. I could not stay there long, but at length I figured out where I was and finally made my way home. It was the toughest trip I ever made. We'll continue Peter's story next week. I'm Michelle McNabb from the Danish Immigrant Museum. Have a good day.